Now that the hotel housekeeper who accused Dominique Strauss-Kahn of sexual assault has gone to the press with her account of what happened, legal experts disagree about how that decision will affect the case. As WNYC's Elsa Chang reports, it could both hurt and help her credibility.
Ever since Manhattan prosecutors announced the woman lied on her asylum application, her income tax returns, and in interviews with investigators, it's been an open question as to whether the case will get dismissed. But this week, Newsweek magazine called her account of the incident with Strauss-Kahn vivid and compelling. Jim Cohen of Fordham Law School says that kind of publicity will reinforce her credibility about the alleged attack and put pressure on the district attorney.
I think she wants the public to know that she is an individual on this particular issue told the truth. So I think it's bad news for the defense side.
But not so fast, say other lawyers. Jane Manning, a former sex crimes prosecutor in Queens, says the accuser could be opening herself up to challenges on the witness stand later.
Most prosecutors don't want their witnesses to speak to the press before the case goes to trial, and there's a really simple reason for that. If a person is telling the story, even if you're 100% truthful, you never tell a story the same way twice.
So Manning says defense lawyers will scrutinize the woman's public accounts this week and prey on any inconsistencies at trial. But even if the criminal case fails, the accuser's lawyer has announced she intends to file a civil suit against Strauss-Kahn for allegedly sexually assaulting her. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.